sentimental, just get to the point sort of lyricism. Melodies that are simple, soothing, and fashionably laid back. So these four stylistic traits, rhythmic vitality, dynamic range, songful lyricism, and harmonic mystery, are each a source from which so many pianists have drawn inspiration. And thinking of music in this way has certainly shaped my own musical understanding and performing career. At the keyboard, I explore myriad such links, like the similar harmonic alchemy found in the works of French mystic Olivier Messiaen and in those by jazz composer Wayne Shorter, or a unique bass line employed by Spanish Baroque composer Antonio Soler that found its way into a bossa nova by Antonio Carlos Jobim, or syncopated rhythms that can be found in both Chopin and Duke Ellington. It may seem sacrilegious to combine music so often separated by convention, but audiences have reported a sense of joyous discovery when they hear the result. And I like to think that if the composers were all still around, they'd also offer a smile of recognition.
Tonight's essay was presented by Stuart Isikoff. It was a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 3, and it was first broadcast last September. And you'll find many past editions of the essay available to listen to or to download from the Radio 3 website. I'm John Shea, and indeed there's piano music when I begin through the night at 12:30. Now, though, it's 11 o'clock, time for Thursday's Late Junction. Here's Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, John. Last month, Terry Conway, one of our great Northumbrian traditional singers, died. I only heard about him when I received an email on behalf of his widow and musical partner, Liz Law. Now, not only was he a well-known border ballad singer, but he also had a rare songwriting talent. And the love and esteem in which he was widely held were vividly demonstrated by his crowded funeral and the loving obituaries which rained down on the internet. Here's one. He was the gold standard and is still, since they broke the mould. Rest easy now, old friend.
God send the land deliverance from every raving, riding Scot. We'll soon have neither cow nor ewe. We'll soon have neither stag nor stot. The outlaws came from Liddesdale. They harried Greensdale far and near. The rich man's gelding it began. They cannot pass the poor man's mare. Now Parsi Reed hath Crozier ta'en and handed him o'er to the law. But Crozier says he'll do worse than that. He'll make the Tower of Trawen fall. To the hunting ho cries Parsi Reed, and to the hunting he has gain the three false halls o'er Gerson field. Along with him he has them ta'en. They hunted high, they hunted low, by heathery hill and Birkenshaw. They raised a book on Rooken Edge and blew the moated fairy lilaw. They lighted high on Baiting Hope, between the brown and the benty ground. They had not been there but a little while, till Parsi Reed was sleeping sound. There's nain may lean on a rotten staff, but he that risks to hair fall. There's nain may in a traitor trust, and traitors false for every hall. They've stown the bridle of his steed, and they put water in his langoon. They faked his sword within its sheath, till out again it winna come. Awake, awake, ye Parsi Reed, or by your enemies beaten, for yonder ride five Crozier's coming o'er the hanging stane. If there be five and we be four, then see ye stand along with me, and every man ye take but one, and leave the other two for me, and we will face them as brave men ought, and make them either fight or flee. We don't stand, we may not stand, we don't stand along with thee, for cruise your hordes, they tear feud, and he will slay both thee and we. O shame upon ye, traitors all, I hope your homes ye may never see. Ye've stolen the bridle off my steed, and I can neither fight nor flee. He had but time to cross himself, a prayer he had not time to say, till round him came the crozier's keen, all riding graced and in array. We'll met now, Parsi Reed. Thou art the very man we sought, for our lang we've been in thy debt, and now we'll pay thee as we ought. They fell upon him all at once, they mangled him most cruelly, a single wound might cause his death, but they again him 43, they hacked off his hands and feet, and left him lying on the lea. It was the hour of gloom and grey, when hordes come in by fold and pen. A horde spied a huntsman lie, and cried, "Can this be Lord Trawand?" The sum that call me Parsi Reed, and speak my praise in tower and town, it matters not what they say now, my blood it roots the heather brown. O fare ye weel to my wedded wife, O fare ye weel to my children five, O fare ye weel to my daughter Jane, that I love best that's born alive. And fare ye weel to my brother Tom, O fare ye weel to his children five. If ye had been with me this day, I surely had been man alive. O the Laird of Clennell bears my bow, the Laird of Brandon bears my brand, where'er they ride on the border side, they'll mind the fate of Lord Trawand. Thank you.
That was Al Bala. In English, Danger or Risk, and it's from the album Al Bala. It's a new album from Samba Touré, and you heard him displaying his mastery of the neo-funke guitar style. Well, he was a musical disciple of Ali Faka Touré, whose band he became part of. And now he's undoubtedly one of the finest of the current generation of Malian bluesmen. Oxford Contemporary Music has assembled some of the finest of the UK sound artists for their Audible Forces sound installation. Imagine an extraordinary landscape of wind-driven instruments, and it's currently touring the UK. Now, here's an audio walk through the installation when it was actually at Brighton back in May. This was exclusively recorded and edited for Lake Junction by Dan Fox, and you'll hear Max Eastley and his Aeolian harp installation, or part of the installation, Kathy Hind, who's got sonic reed beds, Johnny Esterby, Stress and Stone, Mike Blow, Arpeggi, Dan Fox himself, Howling Wire, and Mark Anderson, Phantom Field.
Thank you.
No Doze by Calexico from their Feast of Wire album. And 10 years ago, when that was first released, they were definitely one of my top 10 greatest bands on the planet. And you can tweet in the heat if you've got a suggestion for who would be one of your top 10 greatest bands on the planet. Just one band, please. Tweet at BBC Radio 3 and we'll see what comes out. Who knows? This may take weeks to compile. Calexico will be at Latitude this weekend on the BBC Six Music stage, and Six Music will be broadcasting their sets along with sets, well, from, well, quite a few people, including Beth Orton, The Villagers and Alt J. And they'll also actually be broadcasting the Kraftwerk set from the main stage. We will be close by on our exquisite Lake Junction stage in the Lavish Lounge, of course, and Six Music will be lending us some of the finest acts on their stage to do some special sessions in our truck studio. Nick Luscombe will be in there making sure that everything works very well. And you can hear them all next week on Lake Junction. And that will include short sets from Richard Thompson, Coco Rosie and Matthew E. White. Now, on this hot summer night, it must be time for a visit to Bollywood music. This is from the Weepy Aradhana, or Worship, made in 1969, and it's based on a 40s Hollywood movie, To Each His Own. A young woman bears a child out of wedlock and has to give the child up. This is a gorgeous S.D. Burman tune, sung by S.D. Burman himself, with his son, the famous R.D. Burman, assisting on arrangements. Safal Hogi Tera Aradhana.
बन गी आशा एक दिल तेरी ये निराशा Mm-hmm.
संगीत है दुख की छाया, कहीं पे है खुशियों की धूप, और वो कहीं पे है दुख की छाया, कहीं पे है खुशियों की धूप, बुरा भला जैसा अभी है यही तो है बगिया करूं, फूलों से कांटों से माली हार पिरोए आहे को रोए, चाहे जो होंगे सफल होगी तेरी आराधना, सफल होगी तेरी आराधना, काहे को रोए काहे को रोए काहे को रोए।
Where I am now.
Late Junction Tonight, really filling the sails. A journey in summer moonlight. That's a poetic tweet in the heat from Stuart Suvret. Thank you, Stuart. That was You Will Return, the first part of Death Speaks, composed by David Lang. That was Shara Warden, a beautiful voice. She's from My Brightest Diamond, and Nico Muli was on piano. Lang based his text around Schubert Lieder, in which death speaks to the living. In the sleeve notes, he writes that he was attracted by the heightened presence of death in Schubert's songs. It isn't a state of being or a place or a metaphor, but a person, a character in a drama who can tell us in our own language what to expect in the world to come. Talking of which, the last time I heard What Follows Now, it was in a Quay Brothers film, which was all about what Bartok was thinking about on his deathbed. Pachagi for Tegerman Electronics. It's another track from Hailim Kim's brand new debut CD, Nim, Tegum Collection. And she created the piece on her traditional Korean bamboo flute, or tegum, using electronics, she writes, as a magnifying glass, giving definition to the minute layers of sound resonating from her instrument. I know we're going to hear more from that Hailim Kim CD in the months to come. Very, very varied. Before that, James Enne played the fuga from Bartok's Sonata for Violin BB124, the last piece Bartok composed for the instrument. And he wrote it for Yehudi Menuhin, who was then a 28-year-old, well, virtuoso and already a legend for 20 years. Now we've had a tweet in from Gil Karpus, who says it's just impossible to find even one band, let alone 10 of the finest bands on earth at the moment. But that's what we're looking for. If you've got one suggestion for the finest, one of the finest bands on earth at the moment, then just tweet us, because we want to know and we want to collect your thoughts. Well, it's a hot night and it's time for 24 minutes of cool, calm South African jazz. From his 1974 album Underground in Africa, this is Abdullah Ibrahim with Kalahari. Thank you.
the night. Behold the night and day. Behold the night and day. Gently, gently. Behold the night and day. Gently they give way to each other. Behold the night and day. Gently they give way to each other. Dear brother, behold the night and day. Gently they give way to each other. Dear brother, thank you. Venus I met him of the night, with arms full of love light. Carry one, said he, into the vast night. All right, I said, just guide me with your light. In the darkness I met him of the night, with arms full of love light. Carry one, said he, carry one into the vast night. All right, I said, just guide me, please guide me, please guide me with your light. Thank you.
Well, that sounded very West Coast from late 60s, early 70s, but in fact it was Kalahari, a track from the Rare Underground in Africa album by Abdullah Ibrahim, recorded in South Africa in 1974. I think that was Abdullah doing the poetizing, and the amazing flute could have been Robbie Jansen or Basil Coetzee. It doesn't say on the credits, but if you know, let us know. And if you do know, then you're probably a bit of a jazz aficionado. So perhaps you'd like to listen to the Saturday jazz shows on Radio 3. 5 o'clock on Saturday, Alan Shipton does his jazz record requests. He's a man who would know. And of course, at midnight, it's time for Geoffrey Smith Jazz. And this week, he's surveying the famous innovations of Stan Kenton. Meanwhile, on the Twitterscape, people are buzzing in about their top 10, the top 10 bands on the planet today, or perhaps on the planet for all time. And we're getting quite a lot of really interesting bands surfacing, the Next, Polar Bear and so on. So do tweet in and let us know. We'd like a really big collection. Now, here's something that you may not have heard before. Manon Fryd. She's a spectacular Welsh harpist and singer from Carnarvon. But on this arrangement of an 18th century Welsh folk song, you're just going to hear her fantastic voice and a bass. "What's the summer to me," she sings, "just a poor winter and a flood of tears. Since I lost you, long summer days are nothing to me. Beth, you have me."
Beth, you'd have me, dear. From this desk here, look, I've watched you so many midnights. The last then, bird sits now, down the river from sad the friend, paths of the mountain. You rose over books and papers. You gave us his if only I might walk upon mountaintops on your beloved light. So with spirits through the mountainous caves, real heaven, you wander across the meadows in your twilight. Here I am. Here I dare to be human.
She's gone to get tied to another. When I saw my love go to the church stand with the gloves pulling off and
the False Beards there, who are none other than the editor of F Roots, Ian Anderson, and Ben Mandelson, who's one of Billy Bragg's blokes and also in the Yiddish Twist Orchestra. That was Katie Rose on the vocals, and she tweeted that she was featuring as a false bloke singing about a false bride. And so she was. That was False Bride. Before that, well, we had Early Sleep from Nancy Elizabeth. And Nancy will be gracing our stage at Latitude this Sunday. Late Junction in the Lavish Lounge. Even now, our Late Junction team are hammering, sawing, digging latrines and opening their Red Cross parcels out there at Southwold. And I'll be seeing them tomorrow. And all next week on Late Junction, you'll be able to hear what happened at Latitude with Late Junction. Now, I've never heard of an artist in residence with a jazz trio till now, because that's sort of what pianist Jason Moran is up to with Trio 3. On this Moran composition, Refractions, Breaking Glass, Oliver Lake, who's the alto player, shares his memories of childhood with us.
Glass. My mama used to break glass. I say, what you doing? She breaking glass. She say, we get 25 cents for every bushel basket of glass, so pick up all them empties and put them in the basket. Why she breaking glass? She owns the Five Sisters restaurant with her four sisters. She owns the pool room next door to the Five Sisters, and the car wash right next door to the pool room. And she owns my three-chair shoeshine parlor that my stepfather built for me, which is next door to the car wash. And she owns the house, which is just next door to the shoeshine parlor. Why is she breaking glass? Man, that was the property from the corner to the middle of the block. I didn't want to pick up no empty bottles, but she did. Every time I heard, chink! 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 It was my mama breaking glass with a hammer. She had a hammer early Sunday morning. Chink! 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 That's the morning after the Saturday all-night crap game that my dad ran. He was the house man, got his cut on every play. And I smelled the hickory smoke late every Saturday night, because every Sunday my mama sold barbecue dinners right out of the house. She had all that. And she broke glass. At 25 cent a bushel basket, she racked balls in the pool room, cooked pig ear sandwiches in the restaurant, and gave me anything I asked for. I'm much older, and my mom has passed on over the white stone. Now, I'm breaking glass. Thank you.
Refraction, Breaking Glass. That was Trio 3, Reggie Workman on bass, Oliver Lake on alto, and Andrew Cyril on drums. And Jason Moran was sitting in with them on keyboards, and he wrote the tune too. And the story was Oliver Lake's story of his childhood. And that brings us to the end of another week on Lake Junction, or pretty much. Tomorrow I'm off for a whole sunny weekend at the Latitude Festival with the Lake Junction team, who are hopefully listening somewhere in the fields out there. But we'll all be back next week, and we'll be bestowing upon you the sonic riches of the Latitude Festival, especially live sets from our stage in the Lavish Lounge by artists like Flower Cusano Duo, Troika, Richard Dawson, and Electric Jalaba. Their dance floor rocktronica is transmuted by the amazing Malam they've teamed up with, a Moroccan Gnawa Sima Lagnawi. And I'm going to leave you with this track from his solo CD. The album's called Gnawa London, and this is Shaba Koi. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for tweeting. Keep letting us have your top 10 bands of all time, and good night.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Now, it may not have escaped your attention that the piano is firmly in the spotlight across the BBC this autumn. As part of the BBC piano season, Monday evenings on Radio 3 are currently devoted to the instrument, and I'm starting this programme today by exploring the Central European tradition through recordings made by some of its greatest exponents in the mid-20th century. Hungary scores particularly highly. We'll be hearing from Bartók himself, as well as Dohnányi, Annie Fischer, Géza Ander and György Cifra. Romania's contribution, by contrast, tends to be represented in such surveys by just one person, Dinu Lipati. Here he is playing a sonata by Domenico Scarlatti. Thank you. Sonata in G by Domenico Scarlatti is number 387 in the Longo catalogue of his works, and it was played there by Dino Lupati. The Hungarian Annie Fischer was a reluctant and highly self-critical recording artist. One of her calling cards was Mozart. Arthur Hutchings called the F major piano sonata, Köchel 332, the summit of expression that Mozart reached without departing from the formality and reticence of his epoch, although I must say Annie Fischer's performance of it here does perhaps nudge it over the edge.